Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keezer. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, March 22nd, 2018. Welcome to day 427.
In this country now, there are a lot of people who want to expand the death penalty to include drug dealers. This is really stupid. Drug dealers aren't afraid to die. They're already killing each other every day on the streets by the hundreds. Drive-bys, gang shootings, they're not afraid to die. Death penalty doesn't mean anything unless you use it on people who are afraid to die. Like the bankers who launder the drug money.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions is telling prosecutors to seek the death penalty in drug-related cases whenever it's, quote, appropriate. Reuters reports that the move comes less than a week after Trump called for the execution of opioid dealers and traffickers. Sessions, in a memo that he wrote to U.S. attorneys' offices, said, quote, "In the face of all this death, we cannot continue with business as usual," end quote. Next, Trump's lead attorney dealing with the special counsel investigation has resigned. The New York Times, The Washington Post, and CNN say John Dowd's departure comes days after Trump called for an end to Robert Mueller's inquiry, and days after Dowd said the investigation should end, initially claiming he was speaking for Trump before saying he was only speaking for himself. Trump's attorneys are in negotiations with the special counsel's team over a potential interview with Trump. It's not clear who will take over the president's legal team at this time. Meanwhile, CNN says Robert Mueller's team has discussed four main topics with Trump's lawyers for a potential Trump interview. Specifically, the special counsel wants to know about Trump's role in crafting a statement aboard Air Force One about Trump Jr.'s June 2016 meeting with Russians at Trump Tower. He also wants to know about the circumstances surrounding the Trump Tower meeting and the firings of James Comey and Michael Flynn. House Democrats, meanwhile, are attempting to force a vote on a bill that would protect Robert Mueller in the event that Trump tries to fire him. Steve Cohen, a member of the House Ethics Committee, filed a petition to call for a vote on a bill called the Special Counsel Integrity Act, which would prevent anyone from firing Mueller without just cause. Quote, "Recent events particularly concern me," Cohen wrote in a statement, "because it seems the president fears that Mueller is close to revealing findings relevant to his mandate and that ending the investigation is the only way to prevent its public release," end quote. Next, CNBC and Bloomberg are reporting that Trump signed an executive memorandum to impose about $60 billion in tariffs on Chinese imports, saying, quote, "This is the first of many," end quote. The Trump administration said the tariffs are designed to penalize China for trade practices that involve stealing American companies' intellectual property. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer now has 15 days to come up with a proposed list of products that will face higher tariffs. And finally, CNN says Trump tweeted that he would beat Joe Biden in a fight. The tweet came as a response to Biden's suggestion that he would beat the hell out of Trump if they were in high school together. Quote, "Crazy Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy," Trump tweeted. "Actually, he is weak, both mentally and physically, and yet he threatens me for the second time with physical assault. He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe," end quote. And in the polls, NBC News says 28% of Americans have a favorable view of Robert Mueller, compared to 19% who view him negatively. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. One, Washington, D.C. and Maryland have filed a lawsuit against Trump for violating the Emoluments Clause of the U.S. Constitution. The Emoluments Clause prohibits public officials from receiving gifts and payments from foreign governments without approval from Congress. Two, Kellyanne Conway is poised to take over as the White House Communications Director in the wake of Hope Hicks' departure. Three, the FEC is investigating whether Devin Nunes violated campaign finance laws. Nunes has until April 24th to respond to the FEC. And four, CBS will air its 60 Minutes interview with Stormy Daniels on Sunday, March 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. The adult film star says she had an affair with Trump. The president has denied having an affair with Daniels. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keezer. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.